I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The 2020 Kentucky primary is now in the books, and the field is set for the general election in the fall. And the race everyone was watching was which Democrat was going to get the nod to take on Republican incumbent Mitch McConnell, who is going for a seventh term. Joining me for a special post-primary edition of Capital Chat is the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Quite a contest between Amy McGrath and Charles Booker. Of course, McGrath prevailed.
Yes, she did, but not by much. She defeated him by 15,000 votes, which is pretty close considering she was the front runner all along, and she raised $40 million for the race. He raised, I think, around $2 million. And he surged there late and gave her a run for that money, that's for sure.
Well, when social justice issues became front and center in the Black Lives Matter, that is when you saw Charles Booker emerge as a formidable candidate in this race.
That's right. He attended a lot of those rallies in Jefferson County, which is where he's from. He's from the west end of Louisville, and he was engaged there, and that got his name out more. And people who hadn't voted up to that point really supported him. Unfortunately for him, it looks like, though, early voting may have hurt him because people may have voted for the other progressive on the ballot, Mike Breuer, before they even really knew about Charles Booker. So that gave the advantage again to Amy McGrath.
Now, he did benefit probably from walk-up voting or day-of voting, in-person voting, especially in Lexington and Louisville.
That's right. He carried both those areas, both Jefferson and Fayette counties, by wide margins, and McGrath carried the rural areas. So we're seeing, again, as we see sometimes with the Republican-Democratic split, we're seeing the more liberal aspects showing up in the state's urban centers, Louisville and Lexington, and then the more right-leaning voters in the rural parts of the state. So, you know, we saw that split. McGrath is a more moderate Democrat than Charles Booker is.
We'll see how that plays out, too, when you're talking about a statewide contest against Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
That's right. And this is Senator McConnell's first race as majority leader, too. And he enjoys a lot of power. He'll be able to raise a lot of money. I think nationally what Democrats are hoping for is that he'll have to spend a lot of time here and that he won't be able to campaign and raise money in other tight races across the nation. And the Democrats are hoping at least to maybe take away the majority status for McConnell and return him to his minority leader status at some point.
Staying in Fayette County, let's talk about the turnout and how the election kind of played out in Fayette County.
Yeah, turnout was pretty high this time. Statewide turnout was 27% as of numbers reported on Tuesday, reported yesterday. In Fayette, it was 33%. Jefferson County was high as well. Franklin County was 46.4%. So almost one in two voters voted over there, which is pretty good. Surrounding areas, Woodford County was 39%. And, you know, we just saw a lot of people excited and engaged. And I think once Charles Booker made the Democratic primary a real contest, people started to get involved and decided, you know, I'm going to go out and vote today, when maybe they hadn't planned on it before.
We've heard of things like an enthusiasm gap. Do the numbers kind of bear that out in terms of Democrats showing up at the polls versus Republicans showing up?
Well, yeah. And one way they show up, that's interesting, Alan, one way they show up is in the numbers of people who voted for different offices. So on the Republican side, for example, there were more people who voted for president than in the Senate primary, right, for McConnell's race. On the Democratic side, though, there were more people who voted in the U.S. Senate primary, the McGrath-Booker race, than voted for president. So it's kind of a flip there. So that enthusiasm was definitely with the Senate race.
Now, you also uncovered something about the presidential ballot, where President Trump obviously prevailed, but there might be some red flags here.
Well, there could be. You know, nationally, people are saying that suburban voters, suburban white Republican voters, are pulling away from President Trump. And we saw that in some of the numbers in the primary vote, the voters who were uncommitted rather than voting for the president. So in Fayette County, 28% of the people who voted in that presidential primary on the Republican side were uncommitted. That means they did not vote for President Trump. In Oldham County, which is a heavy Republican area, suburb of Jefferson County, 20% of the voters there were uncommitted. Woodford County, 21%. Jefferson County, 23%. Northern Kentucky was up in double digits, 18% in Kenton County, for example. So we're seeing some of those uncommitted. Typically, when a president is up for reelection and doesn't have a primary opponent, you don't see so many uncommitted voters.
Interesting. And in the sixth congressional district race, it's going to be GOP incumbent Andy Barr against Josh Hicks.
That's right. And Andy Barr prevailed in his primary. He took 91% of the primary vote during the election, and Josh Hicks took 72%. And Hicks, as your listeners will recall, is a former police officer. He's an attorney now. And that race could be close, too. It was a pretty close race when Amy McGrath challenged Andy Barr in 2018. So we'll see what the Democrats want to do with that one. If they're going to spend a lot of money there, that's what it's going to come down to.
All right. Turning our eyes toward Frankfort and representation in the General Assembly. Any surprises as far as Fayette County results are concerned?
No, I don't think so. In the House District 45, which was Stan Lee's seat, he decided not to run again. We're going to see in the fall, Democrat Shirley Flynn Mitchell faces Killian Timoney. He's a Republican. In House District 88, there was a Republican primary there, and Aaron Yates prevailed over Montea Mundy. And so Yates will go up against Sherilyn Stevenson in the fall. And then there are a couple districts that touch on Fayette County. In Winchester, House District 73, the Republican incumbent there lost his primary. His name was Les Yates. And so Republican Ryan Dodson will face Democrat Kenny Blair in the fall. So that was one kind of unexpected. The Democrats did pick up a state Senate seat. There was a special election in Senate 26, which is the Oldham, Jefferson County area, and the Democrat Karen Berg defeated Bill Furco to finish the term of Ernie Harris, who decided to resign after the session ended in April.
And as far as how this election went, Secretary of State Michael Adams told the press that this was an expensive way to conduct elections, and he didn't think that mail-in balloting would be so prevalent come November, but that it is also a possibility, though, if we are still struggling with the COVID-19 global pandemic.
That's right. Yeah, they haven't really said. There were a few little glitches with releasing numbers today. They came late morning, and I know a lot of reporters were trying to figure out who had numbers and who was winning where, because, you know, we all have our beats and we want to figure out the numbers for our listeners and viewers and readers. So there were some glitches with that. You mentioned earlier that Charles Booker's campaign is still a little concerned about some votes not being counted. He did say in his statement after the election that he accepts the results of the election. He concedes the race. But there are some people who complained to his campaign that they weren't sure their ballots were counted. So, you know, we might see some of that stuff popping up in the next bit, too. Maybe even some lawsuits. Who knows?
All right. This was a bitterly contested race between McGrath and Booker. Now the challenge, I see it as for McGrath, is for everyone to close ranks behind her to mount a serious challenge against Mitch McConnell.
That's right. And this U.S. Senate race is going to be expensive. She raised $40 million. She outraised Senator McConnell just for the primary. So you can imagine, with the control of the U.S. Senate at stake, what's going to happen come fall. right, in these next few months. In fact, Amy McGrath sent out a fundraising email a little before 6 o'clock last night. So the results, the ink was still wet on those results, and she was already asking for money.
One of the many subplots that we will certainly be watching as this race plays out. Our guest today on Capital Chat has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Alan.